her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit.
Bucks got the victory last night over the Clippers, 116-110. Nice to have Giannis back out on the court. And Giannis has been talked about a lot recently. I'm not sure if you guys have seen. So apparently Giannis did an interview with a Greek reporter. Was it Greek television? Was it a Greek podcast?
Yes, Kosmote TV.
What was the...
favorite channel.
Yeah.
Oh, you get that one?
You got it on your favorites, do you?
Mm-hmm.
What did Giannis say?
I don't think...
Okay, just so you guys know, I saw multiple translations of this. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. You guys did as well. I just was like, wait, that's sort of what I read in the other one, but not exactly
the
what I read.
The generalities all the same.
The generalities were what? Gabe, go ahead and give me the translation of what Giannis said on Greek TV.
I don't think that I would ever text and ask for a trade. I am not this kind of guy. They would have to kick me out.
So again, there's always talk of how long Giannis will stay in Milwaukee from the national media, from the NBA reporters. We have said here on this program and others, it doesn't really feel like people want Giannis in Milwaukee. It's like they think it's an inevitability that eventually he's going to have to go somewhere else. So one day after Giannis says on Greek TV that they would have to drag him out of Milwaukee, he would not request a trade. Shams responds by saying Giannis loves Milwaukee, but he loves winning more. Take a listen.
Matt, everyone knows Giannis Antetokounmpo loves the Bucks, but I'm here to tell you he loves winning more, and that's why everyone within that Bucks organization, they know what's at stake this season. They know the pressure. And every summer when Giannis looks around and he looks at the Bucks' current roster, he looks at sustained long-term winning. Where will he be able to find that? And he has said publicly on the record, if he feels like that's not attainable anymore in Milwaukee, he will look elsewhere.
That's a lot. The thing I heard was an if. If... whatever he said at the end of the thing. If that's not attainable in Milwaukee, he will look elsewhere. Is there any reason to believe right now, Gabe, that that's not attainable in Milwaukee?
No, there's no reason to believe this. Again, yes, Shams, Giannis has been on the record. Like, we talked about that like 2 years ago at this point. He also was on the record from, I don't know, the day before you said this, that he would have to be kicked out. That's what would have to happen. That he's probably not going to do, hey, I'm not going to ask for a trade. They're going to have to kick me out. Does that not change any of this narrative? No, because apparently this is what you have to do. Nobody wants Giannis in Milwaukee except for the people of Milwaukee, so you got to talk about Giannis going somewhere else. And just
but
it's same record, just playing it all over again. It's fine. This is what you want to talk about? Fine. Just go ahead and talk about it. It's just exhausting at this point. Like, Giannis is going to retire a Buck, and then they're going to go, well, you know, he still might not want his jersey retired. I don't know what they're going to do when Giannis retires as a member of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, but then what do they do if they're ousted in the first round or second round of the playoffs, don't really make a splash? Then what do you do?
It depends upon how it happens, because the big reason why they've been ousted the last 2 years, Chu...
injuries?
Yeah.
And specifically, an injury to Giannis. And Giannis knows that, which is why he was on a minutes restriction last night, which is why he didn't play a handful of games leading into the All-Star break and didn't play in the All-Star game itself, because he wants to be available for the postseason, because he knows a big reason why this team has not had success the last couple of seasons is because of his availability in those postseason games.
So what's their window right now? And what is it in the future? Is their window half open?
It's a draft.
It's
closed, right. But it's leaking in
I
some
thought
air.
You were talking about the NBA draft,
nope.
And I was like, I don't know, that hasn't really worked out all that well for the Bucks in recent years.
No, they need to replace some of the weather stripping because there's air
leaking
through.
Call Gina Della from Pella.
There
no,
you
I
go.
Would.
I the problem with what he said, Shams, is this. Doesn't it apply to everyone? Doesn't it apply to
nope, all? Only Giannis.
Doesn't it apply to all of us? If all of a sudden I felt like I didn't have a chance to be successful here at Good Karma Brands, wouldn't I, the competitor, the person who chases success, the type A personality, wouldn't I also start looking around to see if there was an opportunity elsewhere to do those things I wanted to do, to achieve those goals that I had set? Like, I don't know why we act like Giannis is some alien who has different expectations from what he wants out of life.
Well, he is an alien. Just differently than the way you're talking about. Because, See that guy move on the floor?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That's
unicorn.
They ain't of this earth. I'll tell you that right now.
I wasn't that outraged by these comments. I think they're just using a big name to kind of have a conversation we all know that the Bucks are having pretty much daily inside the building of what are we going to do to keep Giannis here and to keep this franchise a winner. It comes off, especially with the timing, as they're trying to get Giannis out of here. But I think Shams is just telling us something we all know implicitly. The Bucks have to keep up. They have to keep their window open, and they have to keep Giannis happy. And I don't think anybody in the Bucks organization would be like, "Yeah, that's not our key number one job."
Yeah,
it's just part of the deal.
When Giannis said it himself, like that was, we talked with Craig about it. Like that was not a shock to anybody within the organization.
Right.
Like they knew that. Like and. It, to the Bucks' credit, they try to come up with different things. You know, there's a reason they traded for Dame. But before, like, we got to see Dame and Giannis in the postseason together before we know whether or not that can work in the postseason. And we did not see them play a single minute.
Do you think teams call?
Well, after the Luka, trade,
interest in trading, and he hangs up the phone and says, "Forget about it."
Yeah, pretty much. But after the Luka trade, Jew, like. Don't you just call and ask about everybody now? Like, you just call and ask about anybody. Just you got to check in.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody like Luka can get traded, you got to call and check in on everybody. Otherwise, you're not doing your job.
On the off chance they just make a mistake, having a bad day.
Yeah, like, right? Like, I mean, just start with the no.
I didn't take the call. My assistant took the call, and my assistant handed me the phone. I wasn't really entertaining offers to trade Giannis. Again, I think it's just really important, guys, to hear what was being said there by Shams. He said, every summer when Giannis looks around and he looks at the Bucks' current roster, he looks at sustained long-term winning. He has said publicly on the record, if he doesn't feel that's attainable in Milwaukee, he will look elsewhere. So again, so far, the Bucks continue to make moves to go out and try to bolster a roster around Giannis Antetokounmpo to put them in a position to be a top team. Any concern for you right now, Gabe, where they sit in the Eastern Conference?
No, because I mean, maybe they fall to six with the injury to Bobby. I doubt it. I mean, they've got some interesting back-to-backs coming up on their schedule, but there are only six teams above 500 right now in the East. That's it. Six teams above 500. Everybody else in the play-in, below 500. I don't expect the Bucks to fall below 500 and fall into that spot where they're going to be in the play-in.
Do they need to be a top three team in the East to give you confidence for them to make a deep playoff run, or is your opinion they can do it from anywhere?
Oh, they can do it from the 4 or 5 spot. That's what we saw last year with the Mavericks. The Mavericks were the 5 seed. Like, nobody saw that coming, and they were able to put it together in the postseason. If they're the 4 or 5, that actually might be better because you're avoiding the Celtics longer. Like, I think the Bucks can match up with the Cavaliers, who are running away with the Eastern Conference. That's, to me, a better second-round matchup than the Celtics are. If you can push off the Celtics for as long as you possibly can, I think that's a good spot to be in. So, yeah, I want them to climb as high as they can, but if you're in the 4-5 game, or 4-5 series, excuse me, that's not that bad spot of a be. That's
Ron
not that bad of a spot to be.
Weighing in on the Carbliss talk and text line, Ron says, I think the other side of this conversation is if Giannis feels they don't do enough to win, he can frame it as they made the choice to kick him out. So he would frame it as they made this happen, not him.
But also, again, I think we have to remember he's been out the last 2 years. The way Giannis is probably looking at this is the reason why we haven't had success is because me, one of the best players in the NBA, hasn't been available to my team. I think that's the way Giannis is also looking at this right now, is because otherwise he would have probably tried to play in the All-Star game, in those other games, play through a minutes restriction. This is the first time they've ever put a minutes restriction on Giannis. Like, it was a tight game last night for the last 6 minutes, and he didn't play at all last night.
Yep.
I just looked at the Vegas odds for their chances to win it all, and they're tied for 7th, which is not horrible.
No.
Right? I mean, it's not horrible.
Like, the Packers are below that, and there are people out there that will tell you that the Packers are Super Bowl contenders.
Although I will tell you this, guys, remember when we were talking about how Potawatomi Sportsbook had the odds of Giannis being the MVP of the league at plus 10,000, and we were like, hey man, drop $10 on that, hold on to that ticket, you just never know. The minutes restrictions over the, however long it extends, makes me a little less confident. I mean, again, I wasn't real confident
in
a plus 10,000 bet, but the minutes restriction makes me a little less confident in that happening. And Josh, he reminds me it's a good time for me to talk about my friends over at Potawatomi Sportsbook. If you aren't making your wagers at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, you are missing out on an elite experience. It's a complete sports betting paradise. State-of-the-art venue with self-service betting kiosks, seating for more than 200 people, a first-class bar and restaurant, VIP deck, and the broadcast booth. But I am not going to forget to talk about the giant video wall that is over 2,000 square feet. You can watch all of the games all at once. They have figured it all out. Bet above the rest only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel's new sportsbook.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Shortly here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And Chew, I need your advice on something. I was just going through the old credit card transactions.
This is a great list. Ooh. This is fantastic.
So I said it's amazing how quickly the number will jump when you have to put a $7,000 transmission. Thank you. I had people yesterday at this event I was at go, so how's the car? And I was like, not great, Bob. I mean, it's great now. And by the way, shout out to EVS up in Saukville, guys. They got me the new transmission in 24 hours.
Damn,
I dropped the car off on Monday, and they called me on Tuesday night, and were like, it's done. You can come and pick it up. I was like, you sure you don't want to keep it? How much are you willing to give me for it now? No, just kidding. $7,000 for a new transmission on the Tahoe. $3,600 to get the whole thing rewired because the electric went out. So it's amazing how quickly the credit card number will jump. But I couldn't help but notice a few things here that are not my purchases on the old credit card transaction. Chase is racking up the expenses right now, guys.
It's like Giannis going to the hoop.
I've got $10 here from Colectivo. I guess that's coffee and snackies.
Yeah.
I've got $66 here from the hair salon. What the hell did
Sweet
the kid get
Lincoln's
done
mullet.
To his hair for $66?
You know what that sounds like? We got a haircut, and then they did their job and sold you on a little product. And he had a hard time saying no. Said, Mom's
Not
paying
really,
anyways.
Because my haircut down here is not quite twice as much as it is back home.
Really? Is that why you come home to get the haircut?
Yes.
You're not really saving money on the flight, though, pal.
But I got a cut next week.
Yeah, you got to check on the properties and things like
do
that.
Do you know how much my haircut is down here? And this is with tip and everything.
$87.
$120.
Whoa!
I mean, that is...
What?
Expensive.
Yeah.
Let me keep going through the old charges here on the AMX. $93 at Best Buy. Now, I told Gabe, I think I can justify that. I think that is, I told him to buy AirTags.
And those aren't cheap.
No, but they're valuable.
Yes.
Right? You throw them on your key, you throw them in your wallet. You might even throw it sometimes in the car, you know, like depending on what. I mean, if Ashton had thrown an AirTag in his car back in the day.
That's still not preventing anybody from stealing it.
Yeah, but you know where it is.
Track it. Sometimes you don't want to find it, Joshy.
I got $38 here from Clark, the gas station down the street.
Okay.
Oh, so is you're cool with him using your money for his gas?
No, he is supposed to be paying for his gas. Again, Chase turned 16 within the last month or so. He's supposed to be paying for his gas. And then I got $30 here at Pick and Save. So, not egregious, right? We're not talking about, like, StockX or Sneakers.com or something like that. But, you know, he is whipping out the plastic occasionally as he's bopping around town, too. How should I handle this?
You sit down and have a little talk. Like, I take my daughter, who, once again, a little out of control on Amazon. I mean, what the hell does she need a Shrek costume for?
I mean,
how do you know she bought a Shrek costume?
Because I look at purchases.
If it's October 21st, I can make that make sense.
I would get it.
I can make that
but
make
it's
sense.
February.
February 21st, I've got a lot of questions.
They do have Shrek parties and Shrek like raves that kids go to. I don't know why that's become a thing.
How the hell do you know this?
Because they've done it at the park in Bayview. They would host that. I was walking the dog once and I saw a bunch of people in Shrek costumes dancing to the Smash Mouth song, and I said, huh, That's an interesting thing going on. And then they do it
and
at like
Josh the, became a believer.
They do it at like the rave as well.
To
like
be
there's
fair,
a whole thing.
Of all of us here, and I'll include part time Will, who's hanging out back there behind the glass with Joshy. Josh is the one that would know that. Of the
fair.
Five of us. That makes perfect sense to me. I was in the car the other day and the Smash Mouth song came on, and Kira, my 5-year-old, goes, "Oh, this is my favorite song." I said, "What?" She goes, "It's from Shrek. Daddy showed me the movie." I was like, "Oh, jeez." Okay, well, it's a good movie. It's not a great song. It's
what?
What?
I'm a believer. You're not a big fan of I'm a Believer?
Now you're going to... It's fine.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's not a good song.
She said it was her favorite song.
Well, yeah, she's
Gabe.
Five. It doesn't have to be your favorite song, but that doesn't mean it's a bad song.
Oh, so you think she was just exaggerating for effect?
Five,
learned
you're
from
telling
me.
I was about to say, you're telling me 5-year-olds have never exaggerated for effect before?
Right. Again, it's my child, so, you know.
There's some genetics in there.
Exactly. Genetics, and she sees what mom does. It's kind of. So, Chu, I just have a conversation with Chase then and say, hey, you have the card. It's an in case of emergencies card.
Yeah.
And.
Well, what if it was an emergency and he was really hungry and had to spend the $30 at Pick and Save?
Fine. I'm fine with food. Food is fine. He can eat food. But what about the haircut? And it was an emergency haircut.
Yeah, the haircut's tough. The haircut's tougher to, you know, and you can even, I guess it would be harder to pitch, like, it was an emergency. I was running out of gas, Mom. I didn't want to be like you, so I had to fill up. But like, he should have his own card for that, right?
Gabe, what's a normal haircut? How much is a normal haircut?
So mine, when I throw in the tip, is, because I also have them trim my beard. So mine, when I throw in the tip, is like $50.
What? That's how much a normal haircut costs?
That's how much my haircut costs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a salon's going to be different, but you can get it for $30 easy.
Yeah. What, oh, yeah. Mine would be if I didn't do the beard trim. Like, that's an
obvious cost. No, there's plenty of places that do men's haircuts that aren't charging you an arm and a leg.
$20?
I'm sure you could find one.
But also, again, of all the people on the show, you have the most money to spend, Chu. So, like, the fact that you want to cheap out on your haircut, like, no, don't. Keep doing what you're doing. It seems to be
But $120.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That seems, it's not like he's got anything special.
Do you blame
there.
Me for flying home?
Listen, that's the craziest crap you do, man. You fly home for it. Like, we used to give Jason Wilde a tough time because he would drive down here for
drive
haircut.
Drive to Madison. Yeah.
You know, and it was like an hour and a half from his house for his haircut. You're hopping on a plane. Wait, am I following this correctly? You're going to be here then? You're going to be back here for a haircut next week?
No, I got one at the salon down here next week. The one back home is like April 1st.
Okay. All right.
But you don't want to lose your...
You schedule your haircut appointments 2 out?
I don't. Someone else does.
To say, your life is centered around haircuts. It's preposterous.
Speaking of haircutting, breaking news, Yankees change policy will allow facial hair after 49 years.
Wow.
It's insane. And then the insane part is, like, everybody had already shaved to show up to camp.
Yeah. They got Devin Williams out there looking like a naked mole rat. His chinny chin chin. He doesn't look like an intimidating closer anymore without that hair in his chin, and now he's got to grow back.
Maybe that's why they're letting them grow him. They looked at Devin Williams and were like, oh, this is not going to
work. This ain't closer
this
face.
Is this isn't
nobody's intimidated by
this. That is an incredible point by you. There is a such thing as closer face.
Uh-huh. You
that's
have to look a little
face?
Grimy.
Closer face, Chu.
What is that?
You have to look a certain way to be a closer. So much of what you do, obviously in addition to having incredible stuff, is being intimidating as you walk out there on the mound. It's why they do the songs. It's why they do the whole thing. It's why it's a whole production. You can't have babyface Devin Williams out there trying to, you know, scare you with his with the arm bender.
save for Mariano Rivera, who could not have facial hair, every great closer you think of, they look just dirty and mean and mad and a little disheveled. And that's the guy you want in the ninth inning.
He's a little crazy. I don't know what he's going to do.
He's staring you down. He's got the beard, maybe a little sweat dripping off of it. Can't be naked chin out there.
Never heard of that.
This is the very best take ever on this program. Okay, well, it was going well. We got to take a break. We got to get to Week in Rechew. We'll check in and see how Chewy is feeling about Week in Rechew right after this.
Let me tell you about our good friends at the Ewald Automotive Group. The best used cars are available right now, starting under $15,000. Choose from hundreds of hand-selected quality used vehicles, all with a 133-point inspection, all with a 3-day exchange policy, and all starting under $15,000. Best used cars starting at under $15,000. It's only at the Ewald Automotive Group, and with Ewald, they always make it easy. Just go to the website, ewaldauto.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white stiff earlier.
From one white stiff to another. I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Can I ask you guys a question? Where do you guys stand on disrespect?
Famously out on it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm the one doing the disrespecting, in which case, I'm in.
Yeah, all the way in.
So, Jen, I don't know if you know this, but the Spaniard is in town with his lovely wife.
Yes, Gabe did tell me. And what would he be in town for? Let me think. Oh, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
No, he's in town to see a magician.
Hey, I already got yelled at. We got rats out there. But she won't tell me who the rat is. I thought I knew who the rat is, but it said it wasn't that rat. So the disrespectful part of it is, so my studio here would be considered a pretty big bedroom. Not a master or anything, but a pretty big bedroom with a full bathroom in it. So The Spaniard's in here listening to the show. He decides to go into the bathroom and back one out. So I'm like battling smell here. I'm not going to do this. So I'm like, on a level of disrespect, isn't that like way up there? Way up there.
Yeah, but I feel like this is like... I mean, this is what dudes do.
I mean, what are we doing here?
That's what dudes
do. He goes in there and shuts the door.
Yeah.
And then just methane. Nothing but methane
to go into the main house and then get yelled at by your wife?
Yeah.
No, it's better to get you mad. What does he care if you're mad?
Holy lettuce. All right, we can do Rechew now.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Rechew.
Oh my God.
Oh, is he a beaut? Okay, Gabe.
I'm out.
You're okay.
I'm out.
Before we get to Rechew, if the situation was reversed, you would have done the exact same thing.
Absolutely. But you know what? Mine smell wonderful.
Oh,
everyone
yes, I'm
loves
sure.
their own brand.
Yeah. All right. Got five questions of things you said throughout the course of the week. Chew, you get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. Let's start with the first question, Joshy.
Are you pregnant?
What phrase did Jen use that made you ask if she was pregnant?
Are you pregnant?
That's a good one, Joshy.
Oh, gosh, I remember early in the week. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Are you pregnant?
I'm having trouble thinking here.
I knew he was going to use an
gases.
Excuse.
Chemical warfare, if you will.
Yes. He was going to use it as an excuse. Pregnant pause. Pregnant pause, that's right. Was the phrase.
What's a pregnant pause? I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it means. Is it when you tell whoever the dad is, you pause before you tell him?
No, it's when you go on maternity leave. I'm taking a pregnancy pause.
Okay.
A pregnant pause is, you know, that long period of time we let you sink there? That's a pregnant pause, a long pause.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you learn something every day.
We'll see if you actually retain that one, though. Question number two, Joshy.
And you being from Iguanago should know that very well.
What does being from Iguanago make Josh an expert on?
Oh, it could be so many things.
I know. Was it trucks? Something to do with trucks?
Yeah, trucks. And or we'd have also accepted the full answer, trucks that, quote, roll coal.
Roll coal, okay. Roll coal. That was good.
All right, you're 1-for-2. Pivotal question number 3, Audio Josh.
But you got to hold on a little bit, right?
You do.
I mean, you got to think, fair. Which I typically don't like to do.
What do you typically not like to do?
And that one, I don't even remember saying it. What day was that?
Well, I heard Jen's voice, so we were all here. So I think it was
Tuesday.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Can you play it again?
But you got to hold on a little bit, right?
You do.
I mean, you got to think, fair. Which I typically don't like to do.
See, I just assumed he was talking about think. You got to think, comma, which is what I typically don't like to do,
He has
comma.
To think during something.
Okay.
I thought I was actually physically holding on while doing something. That's wrong?
Not close.
Like what, back in one out?
Hey, Jen, there's nothing like a handicapped stall, I'll tell you that right now.
Get spread out. Spread your legs out there, too.
Grab that handle.
No way I am making it through this entire segment. There's no way. I don't know this one. Do you know this one, Chu?
No.
So you only have think as the answer, Josh.
So the answer is think during Severance, your new favorite TV show. You liked it, but you don't because it makes you think, and it's thinking too late in the day.
I'm on 3.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
It'll start
to
pick up.
It's tricky.
It'll start to pick up.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thinking part.
Yeah, the thinking part is tough. The thinking part always exists, so that doesn't go away. Okay. Sorry, pal.
What am I, 1-2?
1-2, so you got to get the last two right, and I don't feel great about this next one, Josh.
Is that Wiz Khalifa?
Name one Wiz Khalifa song.
Black and Yellow.
Oh! What? What? I did not
Wiz
see
Khalifa
that.
Guy.
Did not see that coming.
You know what, Josh? You should ask for 2. Okay? You should ask for 2.
Damn!
Why, Chewie? All right, we're back in this thing.
Chewie's still
this
alive.
This is very much like the USA-Canada game last night.
Yeah, tied
right?
it up.
Alive. Last question starts with the audio.
Looks like I'm going to purchase a plane before 2000.
Oh, the asteroid. Wow.
What right? will you be buying a plane for is the question, and the correct answer is to avoid the potential asteroid.
What a comeback.
What did I miss? Good Lord.
What,
magic shows. And
he just hit a big 3 and then came down and heat checked
and
one.
Drained it. Don't you know that there's going to be an asteroid that's going to hit Earth? And we got to kind of figure
out. Well, there's important context.
3.1% chance that an asteroid is going to be hitting Earth in 2032.
3.1% chance, Chewie?
It's the highest percent ever.
All right. Okay. How many times do you see at the end of the game, X team has a 99.3 chance of winning the game and they wind up losing?
Yeah. It happens. But when
that's
it happens, we screen grab the probability and throw it up on social media. We're not doing that regularly. Think of how many games are taking place on a daily basis. Yes. Does the team come back from a 96%+ chance of winning?
Yeah.
They do, but it's not all that often.
The important part here to remember is Chewie's plan, in case there is an asteroid, is just to go up in the air and apparently stay up there until all
until
the coast
impact.
Is cleared.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where you and could then, just leave the impact zone.
Come back to Earth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously not where the asteroid hit, but yeah, someplace else.
Yeah, landed somewhere.
Let me tell you what. I'm all
nice
about being proactive. And if you guys carry this attitude through, you're not coming on the plane.
I'm pretty sure
how
that
proactive
was
were you to avoid your current situation?
Established.
You're too proactive there.
Try and find some space in the luggage area on the bottom.
How is it over there? On a scale of 1 to 10, what are we dealing with?
Who are you talking to?
You!
The stench,
about
buddy.
What? About what?
What did we start the segment with?
With the smell.
I don't know.
The smell. How
oh, the
bad
smell,
is the smell? 1 to 10.
I got to go get Lysol or something. Or
so like
get some Febreze.
7, 8?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a 10 because you're not dead.
It's a stressed poop, if you know what I mean.
Well, you guys, I'm assuming
you know what
you
I
get,
mean?
I'm assuming you guys were out drinking last night.
And travel, things of that nature.
Yeah. You're not eating the best.
Got a little gurgle in the tummy.
Had to clear it out before the coffee went down.
It's not good. It's like when your dad backs one out, you're like, oh, wow. Remember those days? Gabe.
I do.
Come on.
No,
everyone remembers those days.
Yeah.
I mean, your brother's one thing. Your sisters are a little eh. But your dad's is like, and then he'd spray like, who uses Lysol? Like old Lysol.
And then, well, then it just smells like the bad Lysol.
Well,
yeah. In combination with
the guy from Friday. Gabe, go ahead.
Yeah. It's Dame Time, season 4 of Behind the Bucks podcast, presented by Gallagher. Explore Bucks superstar Damian Lillard's unlikely journey from a 2-star high school prospect to a top 75 player in NBA history. The series, narrated by senior NBA insider Chris Haynes, reveals exclusive details of Dame's trade to the Bucks and experience with the team. Find Behind the Bucks, Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuna. Dating app. It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we for once throw up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Now, you guys remember me talking about being at the State Fair and seeing a sauna. We've all had those moments walking through an expo center thinking, man, that'd be kind of cool to have. Let me just check it out. And that's what I did with Good Health Saunas. Checked out a sauna, thought, I'm going to buy this. And then they were like, do you know anybody else who wants a sauna? I said, I think I do. It feels great to use after my workouts. It feels awesome having extra energy and flexibility. And I got to tell you guys, look, you know, I care about my skin. I care about how it looks. I care about the aging process. But more importantly, I care about my sleep. And the best sleep I ever get is after I have spent some time in the Good Health sauna, just sort of detoxifying. So if you're in the same space as me and you're thinking, what can I do to get better sleep? A Good Health sauna is an answer. You can find the infrared sauna for you at goodhealthsaunas.com. And if you add /Jen, there's a discount going on right now, anywhere between $500 to $800 off your next Good Health saunas. goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen to check them out. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Who, of all the people on the show, if Chewy found himself in hot water, would he blame? So if Chewy got in trouble, a la Bobby Portis, with the 25-game suspension, if you missed any of that conversation, we did have it this morning in the first hour of the show. If Chewy got in trouble, which of the folks here would he blame for his problems? Chew, why don't you answer it first and foremost? Who would you blame?
Well, first would be Ashton.
Didn't even make the poll.
Really?
Then?
Craig.
Also not on the poll.
Then?
Okay. Probably Joshy.
Really? I just assumed it was me.
I did vote Gabe in the poll.
I just assumed it was me.
Because you're sort of his go-to.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, Gabe? What's that website like, again? Google? How do I get to Google?
If Chewy got in trouble, I feel like I would just blame myself.
Joshy, I'd blame without letting anyone know. I'd try to sneak it so he didn't know that I was blaming him. Gabe, I'd just blame, and then Jen, you're mean, so I wouldn't blame you.
Okay, then.
You know what? That's the first time being mean has worked out for me, so I'll take it. According to the poll results, people knew that, apparently. 60% of respondents guessed Joshy, Joshy would get the blame. Joshy, would you care to weigh in on the fact that people think that Chewy would blame you if he got himself in hot water?
I don't think he actually would. I think my guy would blame everyone else first. I think they've misdiagnosed it. How often do you blame me for stuff? I feel like you blame Ashton for everything.
Well,
Gabe next.
Joshy? Yes? I think it's a producer thing because you guys think no one else could do your job, and it was clear that I could do your job the one time I took over,
okay,
and I don't get credit for it.
Joshy over here calling you my guy.
Yeah.
In this very
and then
segment.
To get sewered.
Yep.
Just to get absolutely destroyed.
He is my guy, right?
Maybe that's
starting to question. Maybe someone else's
guy. Thought so.
Here. Yeah,
thought so.
But Gabe, are you also having a reaction to this as well? Because you sort of thought you were Chewy's guy.
I know. I know the truth. At the end of the day, if Chewy got himself in hot water, or if something happened with Chewy, I would take the fall. I just know this. Yeah, like we all know this. It's just, you know, again, I'm the one who blew up his phone, deleted the contacts, right? Like, but if Chewy got in hot water, it would be on me. Because I should know better, and I should not have put Chewy in that position.
And that's how management thinks. Because it's never my fault.
Wait, your management? Fault.
No, I'm saying, like, the higher-ups in the station, like, wow, that's kind of on Gabe. He should know not to say that word
on the
air.
So you know what's interesting is I've been operating from a place of Chewy doesn't know that nobody blames him for everything, that they're always like, but now it sounds like you do know that. It sounds like you do know.
He uses it to his advantage.
You've got this golden ticket, buddy, that you're just walking around with over here.
Like, I'll give you an example, Jen. We just got the handbook. I signed it. I did my job. They said I didn't sign it in enough places. I ain't doing it. Gabe, that's on you.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
Now I feel better about my vote. I voted for Gabe.
Really?
Just because 60% of people think it's Joshy, like, doesn't mean I should, like, be swayed in my vote.
Like, Jen, when my key fob wouldn't work to the gym in the building, that is all Gabe. Mm-hmm. Right, Gabe?
That's my fault.
That was your fault.
I got to fix it.
Yep. And he did. He fixed it.
And until it got fixed, I had to walk with him to the gym so I could scan my fob to let Chewy in.
Yep.
It does sort of feel a little like the droplets of water, though, guys. Like, drip, drip, drip.
I think Gabe's going to have an explosion.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if we need to just, like,
I know what my role is.
The most interesting thing here is we all pretend like it should be Gabe's fault and that Chewy, everyone knows to a person that, yeah, Chewy's pushing the limits and he's just going to fall back on, I didn't know better. And you can't really prove it. But he knows, management knows, we know, but we're all just kind of playing a game here. It's all just a little convenient game we got going on to keep the apple cart from being upset too much.
Well, right, because this morning, what was the thing you were saying, Chew? Email, delete, email, delete, email, delete.
Yes.
The guy checks his email once a day and is, ugh, I have to delete things.
Because it comes up on my screen here and it blocks your beautiful face, Joshy, and I don't want that to happen.
Here we go.
See, he knows.
Just use a different tab.
Yeah, now he called you beautiful. That's got to earn him some brownie points.
Yeah, he knows when to suck up.
I'm not falling for this.
We're back together.
Wait, I'm breaking up. I want out.
Too late. Too late. He declared you guys back together. Now you got to be together for the weekend.
Yeah. You think you got to say in this stuff, Joshy?
Fair.
Whoa, that was your first mistake. All right, Will D and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back with you on Monday.